Greetings, everyone. On this last weekend before Christmas, as we ready our homes and dwelling places with the decoration, the gifts, and all things Christmas, our liturgy provides us with some beautiful scriptures and very important moments in human history. Our first reading today is from 2 Samuel 7, and we find King David. It's a happy moment in his life. He's at peace in his cedar palace, and all is well. He realizes, and he has this beautiful desire to build a house for the Lord. He calls in his prophet Nathan, and he says, "Nathan, here I am in a house of cedar, and the Lord is in a tent, the Ark of the Covenant, dwelling in a tent. I will build a home for the Lord." Nathan says, "The Lord is with you. Go, do what you have planned." But that night, Nathan has a dream, and he receives a message from God. And we hear that message proclaimed in the scriptures today. Again, it's 2 Samuel chapter 7. And God says to Nathan, "David's going to build me a house. No, I'm going to build him a house." And over again, actually 11 times, we hear God reminding David of what God has done, how God selected him, the little shepherd boy, to be king, how God provided and protected him, how God called and anointed him, and then what God will do for him, fixing his place, indeed providing a kingdom. You see, David had a good idea, but God's idea was much better. David was interested in a house for God, but God, he has a kingdom. That kingdom, that house, that dwelling place was fulfilled in a huge way in our scripture scene. We're in Luke chapter 2. The Word made flesh, Gabriel from God to Nazareth, to Mary, the one full of grace. God becoming one with us, human, one with the human race. Not just with us, but of us. And how he did it. He sends the angel declares the word and waits the response to what God has done, what God will do, how he will provide for people, how he will save. And the response that he waits for is human will. Mary says, "Fiat," or "I do will it. Let it be." She gives God permission. My friends, this beautiful and important scene of human history contains many lessons. But let it be clear as we stand just 5 days from Christmas that Christmas is God's doing. It's what he does for us. And the response that we make to him is merely, let it be. We give God permission. What God will do, and we respond, "I do will it." St. Augustine said long ago, "The God who created us without us will not redeem us without us. He wants our will." And so, three little things as we enter these last days of Advent. Leave room for the Holy Spirit in your homes, in the time of your day, in your thinking, in your hearing, in your seeing. Ask God what he thinks, what he sees. Leave room for the Holy Spirit in these days. Welcome that Holy Spirit, like Mary did, like David did. And And finally, let it be. Say fiat. Say yes to God. My friends, we are not mere spectators, but participants in the Christmas mystery. We are sharers, and we have much to receive today as we hear of what God does, and we will celebrate it. Let us be part of it and give God permission over our minds, our hearts, over today and every day that is ahead. A blessed Christmas to all.